Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly source for all the latest updates from the Northwest's aerospace industry. I'm Emma, and joining me as always is Daniel.
Hi Emma, today we are going to discuss something really exciting, something that is shaping the future of aviation hydrogen as a fuel source for aircraft, specifically for the Airlander 10.
I see, so Mike Durham, our CTO, has explored the reasons why hydrogen is the future for the Airlander. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Right, the first Airlander 10 aircraft on the market will use internal combustion engines, which will reduce harmful emissions by up to 90% compared to other aircraft.
Wow, that is so cool. So the goal is to achieve zero emissions, and for that, they plan to use hydrogen, fuel cells and electric motors in future Airlander variants.
Exactly, the technical team is working on a research and development stream that explores all things hydrogen, including green hydrogen production, infrastructure requirements, and the required aircraft technology.
Right, but what exactly is green hydrogen, and why is it better than other colours?
Good question. Green hydrogen is produced through the electrolysis of water, powered by renewable energy sources like wind or solar.
So it is sustainable from production through to use, and is the only hydrogen type that enables zero carbon flight.
Exactly, it is the only type that is truly sustainable.
And what about safety? How safe is hydrogen for use on board aircraft?
That is a crucial question. The shift from kerosene to hydrogen fuel brings new safety and regulatory considerations.
I see. Hydrogen's lighter-than-air properties mean that conventional aircraft must adjust design elements like fuel storage and excess gas offload systems.
Right. Additionally, aircraft hydrogen storage can present a challenge due to its greater volume demands than kerosene.
But with Airlander, the design features hydrogen storage within the hull, keeping it away from passenger areas, increasing aircraft safety.
Exactly. This design allows for fewer risks and supports the early adoption of hydrogen technology.
So what about the cost? Will it cost more to fly on hydrogen?
In the short term, yes. Hydrogen will be more expensive as the industry builds the demand and infrastructure required.
But as production scales up and becomes more efficient, costs are expected to decrease.
At the same time, kerosene prices are likely to rise due to potential government taxes aimed at promoting cleaner energy sources.
So Airlander's lower fuel consumption could make it more cost-effective using hydrogen fuel compared to fixed-wing aeroplanes.
Exactly. Airlander uses only about one-third to one-half the amount of kerosene compared to fixed-wing aircraft per passenger kilometre.
That is impressive. So where would the hydrogen be stored on Airlander?
Airlander will operate with liquid hydrogen stored in high-technology vacuum flasks.
And to keep the hydrogen liquefied, it must be stored at close to absolute zero, which is -273.1 degrees Celsius.
Right, the system architecture includes a vaporizer which converts the liquid to gas before passing it through a fuel cell and converting it to electrical energy for the motor.
And the vacuum storage will be mounted up inside the hull, allowing enough fuel for a day's worth of flying.
Exactly, unlike traditional aircraft, our hydrogen storage will be laid out in the same way as our existing kerosene tanks.
That makes the transition from kerosene to hydrogen easier.
Right, traditional aircraft will need to change their kerosene storage systems within the wings, which presents a much harder challenge.
And this change has zero detrimental effect on the passenger cabin volume of the aircraft.
Exactly, this minimizes any additional cost for airlines and passengers.
What about the infrastructure? Has work started on that?
The precise details of hydrogen infrastructure are still in development.
Regulators and infrastructure designers like our partners at AECOM are in the planning phase.
They are consolidating industry requirements and feeding into policy.
And we have been working alongside them to help understand what the future looks like.
This includes considerations for liquid VS, gas hydrogen, tank sizes and their placement relative to existing infrastructure.
Hydrogen adoption is also advancing in other industries, which highlights the need for cross-industry collaboration.
Yes, as these developments progress, Industry-wide cooperation will be crucial for overcoming challenges and establishing effective hydrogen solutions.
So to summarize, the Eolander is well positioned to lead the way in hydrogen-powered aviation, with a clear path to zero emissions by 2030.
Exactly, and it's all part of the Northwest's commitment to innovation and sustainability in aerospace.
Thank you, Daniel, for that insightful overview. And thank you, our listeners, for joining us on this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Stay tuned for more updates and insights into the future of aerospace right here in the Northwest.
Until next time, this is Emma and Daniel signing off.